truth.
See, Billy got picked on at school for things he couldn't change. He tried his best to play it cool, but in the seventh grade, you either fit right in or you don't fit. That's just the cold hard truth. I wish that I'd have been the friend that Billy never knew. I think it's time to come together, you and I can make a change. Maybe we can make a difference, make the world a better place. Look around and love somebody, we've been hateful long enough. Let the good Lord reunite us till this country that we love's undivided.
Welcome back. Top of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast this Monday, March 18th, 2024. It feels like a hangover Monday after St. Patrick's Day, and we are, I don't know, I feel like we're sort of on that line this Monday with Mitzi. So second hour Monday with Mitzi, while you're on the road, you're en route to a warmer climate, and so thanks for joining us while you're traveling.
Well, thanks for having me. It's kind of a fun experiment, but I have fun no matter when we get together and talk. And so, yep, it's kind of a hangover Monday, but a fun one.
The sheep story really, I think, is kind of interesting. So we talked about the sheep story from the first hour. Can you imagine being, I mean, this is a story that was, it seems ridiculous, but apparently this really kind of is a story that rippled around the world. I mentioned the AP story. The Guardian did a piece on this, mentioning the AP article. There were some local stories, obviously, all throughout Montana. Business Insider did a piece. The Department of Justice has a press release on it. Montana man pleads guilty to federal wildlife trafficking charges as part of years-long effort to create giant hybrid sheep for captive hunting. So, you know, can you imagine being one of the federal law enforcement officials working on this case? What are you working on? I'm working on a high-profile trafficking case? Really? Like what? Child trafficking? Sheep trafficking. It's a big problem. It's a thing. It's a real thing. Alternative livestock trafficking. And then there's the Sheepageddon aspect of it, kind of like Jurassic Park.
I want to see pictures of these sheep.
Arthur Jack Shubarth, only meant to create a hybrid sheep to garner higher, higher prices from the shooting preserves for, you know, and little did he know that he was creating Sheepageddon.
Sheepageddon.
Who knows? Could be a movie. Yeah. They'd make an island just for the sheep. Well, they sound larger than regular bighorn sheep, for sure.
I guess. 300 pounds?
Yeah. Yeah. That's pretty serious. That's a big sheep.
Well, and the problem is, you know, these things just disappear, and then you don't know what happens next. I mean, is this guy going to have to go to prison? Hopefully not. Just, you know, deal with fines or something.
Sounds like it. Something. You know, there is a Justice Department press release that people can read. So, according to the Justice Department, the Lacey Act prohibits interstate trade in wildlife. You can't wildlife traffic. That has been taken, possessed, transported, or sold in violation of federal or state law. The Lacey Act also prohibits the interstate sale of wildlife that has been falsely labeled. The act is one of the most powerful tools the United States has to combat wildlife trafficking and prevent ecological invasion by injurious wildlife. Yeah, we wouldn't want ecological invasion by injurious wildlife unless someone like Interior Secretary Bruce Babbitt sanctions it. And then, of course, it's okay.
Or it's a
and
zoo.
I'm referring to the wolves, obviously,
oh, yeah,
that have been introduced into the Northwest in particular.
Well, next they'll pick on zoos. You can't traffic wild animals in zoos. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm making this stuff up.
Mm-hmm. Combat wildlife trafficking. Wouldn't want that.
No.
The Lacey Act.
No. Somebody's got to stand up for the sheep's rights.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sheep lives matter. See, this is how rumors get started.
Right.
Especially in Montana. Montana doesn't need an excuse for another sheep joke. Or, you know, for those familiar, there are already plenty of sheep jokes about Montana.
Yes, there are.
But, you know, the interesting thing about that is you don't see a whole lot of sheep in Montana. They have to be in certain places.
Right.
So it's kind of interesting. I dare say most people who are not native Montanans, even, you know, however many times you've been to Montana, you probably haven't seen sheep in Montana.
Not
in
a lot.
In most cases. Yeah. And it's Monday, so I can say this is a bit of a rant, but, you know, one of the other things that's happening in Montana is the stake. The stake is becoming an endangered species, I think, in Montana. I mean, more and more difficult to find a good stake anywhere.
Well, then you just got to make your own.
Well, you know, that's what got Jack Shoebarth in trouble.
Why do you think that is?
Trying to make your own steak, your own sheep steak.
Oh, your own sheep steak. Why is it hard to find a good steak in Montana? You'd think that's the last best place.
Yeah. I think it's evidence of the shift that's happening everywhere in America. I don't know.
Passenger going to Spokane. Please proceed again to S6, Sierra 6.
I don't know. It sounds exciting where you are.
Sorry about that. It's interesting.
Some people are going back to Spokane.
Some people are going back to Spokane. I'm not one of them. I didn't go for a round trip to Spokane to Seattle back to Spokane. But I'm
just
sure having fun.
Do a lap.
There.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do a lap around the state.
Monday morning, do a lap around the state.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. I'm ready for a little adventure. I am ready for a little adventure the day after St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
But although, you know, I'm going to miss probably equally warm weather in Spokane as I get down to California and Arizona as I am up here. But anyway.
Yeah. You're headed to, you know, somewhere around the neighborhood of Sinatra's old stomping ground. Maybe if you're lucky, you can hop out of a helicopter with a glass of Jack Daniels in hand.
Well, wouldn't that be something?
You could be that cool.
That would be cool. Well,
yeah.
You know, I'm sure that I'll be able to report some interesting stories before we speak again.
Yeah. Definitely.
I'm really looking forward to it.
But not as interesting as sheep trafficking.
not as interesting as sheep trafficking.
So from the Department of Justice press release, the kind of crime we uncovered here could threaten the integrity of our wildlife species in Montana, said Ron Howell, chief of enforcement for Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks, FWP. This was a complex case, and the partnership between you, between us and U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service was critical in solving it. What are you working on, Ron? Big time trafficking case. Trafficking, really? What? Sheep trafficking. It's a thing. It's a complex case.
Layers,
yeah,
and layers.
It's a serious deal, but it's, you know, this is where the jokes come from. So there's a joke in there somewhere, I'm sure, since, you know, we talked about Drowning Mona, which is set in Verplank, New York, and the way they talk is humorous. And so there's probably a joke about yous in here somewhere.
I'm sure there is. Do you know it?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure I want to go there.
I'm talking about all of you. I think we should keep it clean. Or if you were in Pittsburgh, you'd call it Ewan's.
Yeah, right. I'm not homophonic, so I'm not afraid.
Okay.
Homophonic.
Okay. Homophonic.
All of yous.
Oh, my goodness.
So yeah, that was an interesting story. And on a different note, the Montana Club in Helena is shutting down, which is, you know, I think a sad thing after almost 140 years. It's an iconic place, and they're having a last call. I think it'd be fun to go join them for last call. The farewell on March 29 will be the last night of the long-running organization.
Wow.
But it's real, you know, one of the things that's interesting to me about this kind of stuff is if you try to find the Montana Club in Helena, it's not terribly easy.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, the interwebs, you know, you can find just about anything, but I mean, if you have, I remember in junior high, I had a teacher who said, the old saying is that if you build a better mousetrap, the world will beat a path to your door. But he said, that's not the case anymore.
Cheryl Dossler, please come back to Bravo 7B7. You have the wrong carry-on. Thank you.
I want to make sure I don't miss my flight, so I was just going to let her do her thing. But seriously, the teacher said that's not the case anymore. Now it's who markets their mousetrap better. The world will beat a path to your door. And so with the interwebs, you know, you wonder, when I read about this story about the Montana Club in Helena, because there's more than one Montana Club.
Right.
It seemed that COVID was sort of the death knell. And they haven't recovered from the shutdown and things. And I think that's probably a much more common theme than most people realize. And I think a lot of people are still in shock. I think there's still a lot of PTSD. You know, the masks you mentioned, I think that's evidence of the PTSD. You've only seen two. I've seen some very strange mask behavior outside sunny day. Person puts on a mask to go in a pharmacy and then comes out and takes it off. The person looked so frail that I felt like saying, sir, I think maybe you should forego the mask because you need the air. You need the oxygen. And I don't think he was that old. Probably close to the same age. So, but, you know, seeing the situation with the Montana Club, I think it's interesting. I mean, you could certainly do a better job of putting your best foot forward out on the interwebs to draw traffic. And the story about the Montana Club shutting down, that seemed to kind of ripple far and wide. So if they could do that, they could probably get the story out that, you know, people need to come visit.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So why is it closing? Are the people retiring? No business? What's the deal?
From the article, president of the Montana Club, Charles Robeson, says there are a lot of memories tied up in this place. According to Robeson, the lack of sustainability in the private club still had its effects on the business all these years. Facing financial difficulty for a while, in June of 2018, the club opened to the public and was reorganized as a cooperative association. So he said that model, I think, is not working out today. And COVID certainly was a huge blow and really turned the co-op and the Montana Club in a trajectory we haven't been able to recover from. They filed for bankruptcy in November and are currently being sued by co-owners of the building for unpaid maintenance assessments. The co-owners of the building and other creditors have made claims for $1.3 million in the bankruptcy case. As a result, the club is closing and the building and liquor license are up for sale.
Whoa, there you go.
Yeah. The club first opened in 1885. According to the Montana Club, it was the longest continuously open private club between Minneapolis and Seattle.
Wow.
So 1885, of course, as we all know, is 4 years before Montana was officially made a state. So, been around a while.
That's quite a history.
Yeah. Pretty interesting.
Yeah, that'd be worth tipping a glass of whiskey too.
Yeah. They have, what do they have? At the event, so this article that I'm looking at is from KTVH, the Helena, Montana NBC affiliate. And from the article, it says, at the event, they will be selling drinks and attendees will also be able to buy a bottle of liquor with a branded sticker, Montana Club sticker.
Well,
so that'll be
cool.
Collectors. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that'll be a collector's item. Very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder why there's like all other kind of Montana clubs around that are the casinos and restaurants and stuff. You'd think they couldn't use the same name.
Yeah, I don't know. But there are many Montana clubs.
There are many Montana clubs. And I wasn't familiar with the fact that it was that private long living club from Helena. I thought it was just maybe, it was kind of weird because I thought it maybe was another one of them. Sometimes you can't use the same name, you know, for different businesses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it would seem from, I guess, inferring from the article, this was the original Montana Club.
Well, that makes sense.
I don't know that to be a fact, but it would seem so. It's a shame, you know. There's a lot of really great history in a lot of these places that people don't realize. I mean, maybe you're not a fan of the bars and things, but a lot of the furniture and things, the bars in a lot of cases were shipped from back east, and There are a lot of really great stories in some of these places. Anyway, stick around, folks. We'll be right back after this short break.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
You know, we've covered some ground. Drowning Mona, Smarmy, Awful. That was our Smarmy and Awful was our what do you call it? Siskel and Ebert kind of review, I guess.
Yeah, that was our review.
We discussed KCFW's It's Pat, Julia Sweeney.
Yeah.
The Montana Club. Cheap Trafficking, of course, we did that. There was another thing. You sent me the image of the lady, you know, the thing from social media, the lady shopping at Costco who keeps getting stopped and photographed, people taking a picture with her. Her shirt says, "I've never been fondled by Donald Trump." but I have been screwed by Joe Biden. And I said, you know, basically, whether you get grabbed by Trump or sniffed by Biden, they're equal opportunity offenders. And you said, what do you mean sniffed? So we talked about all of those creepy Joe episodes. The Ash Carter one is one of the worst, where Biden is massaging Ash Carter's wife's shoulders. And then there's all of the other strange stuff. And then there is the Hillary embrace, of all people, you know.
Yeah. Those were videos I definitely could have had nightmares over.
But you, somehow you were not familiar with Joe Biden's, you know, maybe Joe Biden's a sheep trafficker. I don't know.
Well, I'm
maybe
sure.
Maybe Joe Biden's a fan of sheep love.
I'm certainly familiar with it now.
Sheep lives matter.
So. Maybe he's a sheeple.
Or maybe you were familiar, you just shut it out because it's so awful.
Well, I have a tendency to do that. Don't tell me anything I don't want to hear.
Yeah, I think the theme of today's Monday with Mitzi is probably smarmy and awful. I think we could just sort of sum it all up that way.
I think that's true. We usually try to be on the sunny side of the street, but in the Seattle airport, we're definitely on the smarmy, awful side.
Definitely on the smarmy side of the street today.
My apologies to the Seattle airport.
That's all right. So I think that's most of the fun subject matter. Let's see. Well, we have time. We should probably go to the phones real quick. Let's go to the phones.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Let's grab James in Vancouver. James, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Oh, man.
Good morning, James.
Oh, yeah. Morning. There's the button. I forgot to tell you that at one time in the early 80s, late 70s, early 80s, my father bought a bar on U.S. Route 2 just west of the North Dakota-Montana state line. I just forget what community it was in, but it wasn't too far west. You cross the North Dakota border, and of course, a lot of people from North Dakota went into Montana to drink on Sundays or something like that. So, you mentioned the Montana Club, and right away I thought of you both, Mitzi. Good morning. You know about the great paintings of Charles Marion Russell, I guess.
Absolutely. Hello.
Yeah, right, Charlie. And some of Charlie's paintings actually go north of the 49th parallel into the Cypress Hills, which is where I grew up partially. Grew up, I went to Montana a lot, so. But Well, are you ready for my next thought? You mentioned the movie Drowning Mona,
we're close,
right?
To a break, 30 seconds, so.
Okay.
Maybe.
Well, here's a new movie. The new movie's called Killing Schumer. Netanyahu's going to produce it. You want to hold me over, or you want me to hang up?
That's a subject of a different nature, but equally smarmy. And arguably awful, so perfectly fitting. And on that note, we'll be right back. Stick around, folks. We'll be
the truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Welcome back. All right, bottom of the second hour already of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast. Do we still have James?
Yeah, you still got me.
Well, but like anyway, I said, yeah.
Well, I was going to say I'm sorry to hear about the Montana Club.
Yeah.
1885, yes. It's nothing they can do, I guess, right?
Apparently not, unfortunately. Well, you know, so the ownership is saying, you know, maybe somebody will swoop in and save the day. We'll see. There's a lot of strange stuff going on in that regard. I saw a story, I don't know exactly what it was, but something about some $40 million gift, private gift to the Yellowstone community for, I don't know, Forest Service housing or something like that. I don't know what the story is exactly, but I don't know. There are some interesting things along those lines happening. And so short of something like that, I guess, no, nothing to do. And it's really interesting because it was a, you know, it was a gentleman's club originally, one of the kind of the old boys club type thing. And that's actually pictured in the article that I mentioned. So usually in my experience, those things don't, they don't pass quietly into the night. They don't go quietly. They don't, these things don't go lightly. So well, that was interesting. I don't know. It to me, it strikes me as kind of the ghost of Maurice Strong kind of a story.
Oh, Maurice. Yes, we were talking about that last week. The interesting thing, a lot of people maybe don't know, or at least I didn't, until I heard what my grandparents and mother and what have you talk about this idea of mixed drinking. And this is in a town just north of the 49th parallel there. In that town, of course, maybe I mentioned this before, I said, what do you mean mixed drinking? You mean you can't put something into the drink? No, no.
Yeah.
Women weren't allowed in men's pubs at that time. Now, was that true in Montana as well, do you think, or how did that work?
Mitzi, that would be your department more than mine. I don't know.
Your mom can't be that old. Yeah, right. No good.
No.
But
she's very erudite and very well read, so I wouldn't be surprised if she knew.
No, I don't know. Yeah. I mean, I just know that that was a big contention at golf clubs, but I didn't know about bars.
Yeah. Well, this actually, it was quite interesting because this particular, it's a city now, it's over 15,000, I think. They had a high moral standard in terms of the do's and don'ts of just greeting people on the street. Of course, they were all Americans originally anyway. Very heavy church-going people. There was like many churches in that community. And I mentioned they also had the hospital report at 12 noon. They would discuss over the radio all the patients in the hospital, how they were doing, and name their names. This is like 1961, because I heard it. Yeah, it was incredible. And so everybody, when you walked down the street and you met someone you knew, even if you didn't know them, you had to, pay some respect to that person, in some way. It was that kind of place, so... this is something that that region of the country, and I include Montana because you see in the westward expansion, people often were almost starving, and they depended on each other, you see. So I think that's a very important cultural aspect and historical aspect of that region of the North American continent.
Yeah.
Well, I'll let you you guys go and have a good morning, and thanks for taking my call.
Well, before you go, a couple of things. Let's see. First, this is sort of unrelated, but what you're saying reminded me of, I don't know, something for some reason. Gary Cooper was from Helena, I think, and that's just just a random thought.
No, that that makes sense.
And then the Montana-North Dakota border, some of the, two towns that come to mind Sydney is closer, but Glendive also comes to mind.
Yeah, I think it was on the Montana side. Yeah, I think it was closer to Sydney. I don't think it was Glendive. And
yeah, that's all the way over. And there are plenty of North Dakota and Montana jokes, depending on which side of that border you're on.
One of the more
radio friendly jokes is, you know, the sign in North Dakota that says, "When you leave the state, turn the lights off." So, yeah, there's that. Well, and then the Netanyahu thing, you're referring, of course, to Chucky calling for new leadership in Israel.
Yeah. I mean, this is exactly how it happened. You know, you got these guys on the radio here, Jewish power. They know nothing about it, really.
Yeah. Kind of like the Ukraine thing that I'm talking about. Since you're so, why don't you show us where Ukraine is on a map? Yeah, same kind of thing.
Well, my family, I know where the Ukraine is because my family comes just south Chernowitz. Just across the border from Chernowitz is Austria-Hungary. That's where all my relatives on my father's side come from. So, yeah,
and
but most
so
people
you
probably
know.
Don't. Well, you know, they've been fighting for years. I mean, like I'm talking hundreds of years. This is nothing new.
Yeah, right.
World War One was just the thing about World War One is they had perfected the drop forge for cannon and big guns. So they had to make money and try that out. So, I'm being cynical, but you know what I mean. It's technology is a big part of it. All right.
Yeah.
Well.
Thank you, sir.
Good morning again, Missy, and hope you guys have a Chris. Hope you guys have a great day.
Thank you, James.
Good morning,
you as well.
Seth, visiting with you. Bye, James.
All right, and I haven't forgotten the roast beef, but I got to get my Chevelle 396 to drive down there first. So.
Heck yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Thanks. Bye, guys. Bye-bye.
So this could be really interesting. We could have lots of fun with this. There's a thing that I saw it on Facebook just this morning, actually. There's a place in Knoxon. I can't remember. There's a bar in Knoxon, I think, that... there's a residence they're converting, I think, as part of the bar. So, you know, and one of the people from the local Hot Rod Club Association said, "Let us know when you're done and we'll bring the club out. We'll have everybody drive out."
Well, and didn't I just recently read that Toby's is closing in Knoxon?
I don't know.
That's another iconic place. I know I saw that it was either closing or it was closed. And, you know, talk about history and art. And I mean, like all the VFWs and different places in Montana, they're just such a study in history, and they've all got a different personality. But I think Toby's was one of them. And boy, that was an iconic place.
Yeah. You know, that reminds me of similarly, you know, when you think about these places that thrived, I think about it a lot lately. The Libby Dam, for example. And you were a damn kid. And I think it hasn't been that long, but I guess it's been 50 years. So it's been a while. Been a while since that.
Yeah, it's been 50 years.
Yeah. I guess that happens.
Time flies.
Yeah. So I just, you know, I think about these places. I want to stay on the sunny side or the smarmy side, maybe. But I think about these places that used to be, that was the, you know, like you're saying about the VFWs and things, the scuttlebutt happens there. And if you haven't experienced it, you don't really understand it. But this is where, this is like the town hall. And to see those things going away, Libby, Montana doesn't have a bowling alley anymore. And the pool table is a dying breed also. Maybe pool table trafficking is an issue. Anyway, to see those things going away, I really think, you know, there's something to all of that. It eviscerates the social fabric of the community in these places. And there are lots of ways that I think this is being vilified. It's being done away with and vilified otherwise. And I think that's not a good thing, in my humble estimation. So.
Well, and not to mention, you know, not too many months ago, we were in your little neck of the woods and went to the VFW and witnessed one afternoon a whole family coming in to visit Dad at the bar. I mean, you know, so when you say pool tables and stuff, it wasn't unusual. It's not unusual for families to teach their kids how to play pool in places like that.
That happens, I'm told.
Yeah, I've heard rumors, but I think we saw the youngest member of that family maybe less than 6 months old, and then a little stair step right behind it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
Sweet Home Alabama.
Yeah, a lot of interesting Sweet Home Alabama. A lot of
here you are
stuff.
With a baby in a bar. Yeah.
Here you hold the baby now. I gotta have it. Yeah. I've gotta get my shot in.
Exactly. Yep.
I don't know if it was a pool shot or a whiskey shot.
Mm-hmm. Or both.
Or both.
Yeah.
Probably.
All right, back to the phones. Don in Arizona, thanks for calling. Welcome. Oh, we lost Don. Sorry, Don. Sorry, I missed you. Feel free to call back. Sorry, we missed you.
Maybe he was calling to give me some referrals for places to go in Arizona.
Yeah, maybe.
I'm always interested in that.
Say that. You might get, you know. You don't want to get sheep trafficked while you're on the road.
No, I'm too old for that. That ship sailed a long time ago.
We've covered some ground today. I think we're about through it. Is there anything else? I mean, I could comment more. I'm trying to keep it family friendly. There's a lot more we could say about some of this stuff. For sure.
Well, you know, I guess some days we just kind of have to focus on the absurdity of the world and so many things. And even though we talked about a lot of different things, there seems to be kind of a theme, a common thread through a lot of it.
How would you characterize that thread?
Smarmy.
Oh, yeah. That's customary, though, so. Maybe that's the new theme, you know, the smarmy, awful side of the street. No.
The new norm.
Sure. And when James, speaking of norm, when James was talking about the bar and people in North Dakota would come across the border, they want to go to the place where everybody doesn't know your name.
Right,
because they don't want it, you know, to offend their reputation.
Well, and I was way too young to remember anything about that sort of a scene when I lived in Choteau and Fairfield and Stanford way back when, and that's not too far over the border. It's not as close as Two Dot to North Dakota, but it's right up there.
Yeah. Yeah. Lots of free associating today. All right, well, we're headed into the final break. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back after this short break.
One of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. But I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork. Raised the way nature intended.
It's the good life. Full of fun seems to be the ideal. Yes, the good life lets you hide all the sadness you feel. You won't really fall in love, 'cause you can't take the chance. So be honest with yourself, don't try to fake romance. It's the good life to be free and explore the unknown. Like the heartaches when you learn you must face them alone. Please remember, I still want you. And in case you wonder why, well, just wake up, kiss that good life goodbye.
Back. Final segment of today's Road Warrior Radio Monday with Mitzi episode, regular installment. Here's a fun fact. Dwight Yoakam, speaking of Montana, and, you know, I think one of the best things that happens on the Mondays is a kind of a grassroots fabric of America type of a thing. That's kind of fun. So that's Dwight Yoakam is coming to Big Sky Brewing Company Amphitheater with the Mavericks on July 18th in Missoula, Montana.
Perfect.
Yeah. Dwight Yoakam.
That'll be fun.
You are not the only one.
I think we should go.
Speaking of yous, you, or is it you? Some, you know, he gets mixed feedback, you know. Some of the ladies say no, some of the ladies say, oh my goodness, yes. And then some of the ladies say, just make sure he leaves the hat on.
and how did he get those britches on?
Yeah, and that most people don't remember him. My most unforgettable role of his, movie role, is definitely, yes, Sling Blade.
Oh my, yes. Well, I'm trying to think of another one that he was in that I didn't recognize him. What was that? He's quite a character.
It was...
He is quite a character.
Yeah.
By the way, thanks for playing Old Blue Eyes as the last song. I'm going to go to Old Blue Eyes territory.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, speaking of that.
There it is. But do you
like Dwight?
July 18th, let's do it.
Could be fun.
I ain't that lonely yet.
Yeah. I can't think of which movie it was. Well, we'll have to, that'll be. Yeah, it was, he was the minister, I think.
Yes.
Is that the one you're thinking of?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, gosh. I can't remember. Anyway, we're out of time.
All right. Well,
thank you, Mitzi.
I'm boarding my next flight.
Thank you to my mom. And another one in the bag. I hope it was entertaining.
And thanks, everybody, for the adventure this morning for me. Sorry about that.
Take care, folks. God bless. We'll catch you on the other side.
In trying so many different coffees that were so good. And every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee. So I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee that's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.